That is Churchill with Change here on 98.3 The Penguin. Just before that, Michael Franti and Spearhead with Crazy for You. I know you guys and gals are going to be going crazy for the food that we're about to be talking about. I have a special guest joining us here in the Bob King Igloo, Chef Andrew Buffalino from the Little Buffalo Pizza Shop. Some of you may have seen this business on our Save 30 store. Some of you may have been already saving money and going and get some of that great food. Big welcome to you to the Bob King Igloo, Andrew.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad to be here. Very, very glad.
Food and music are my two favorite subjects, so it's always a lot of fun to have someone in to talk food, especially an Italian who spent lots of time, I guess, in Italy. I could keep you here all day long talking about that. It's my favorite place that I've gotten to go to so far, and the food that comes out of Italy is just second to none. Just to connect a couple dots really quickly for everybody out there, you're the third of three brothers that we've had in the studio, basically. Chris and Kelly from Dig and Dive and Pink Trash we had in here. Your other brother, Lewis, is with Lifeline Chiropractic, and we had him in not long ago for one of our interviews. In fact, you guys and gals out there can find it on portcitydaily.com under our Local Voices tab. And now we kind of complete the circle. The whole family has moved down here to Wilmington. You're all setting up shop, being very involved in our community, and hitting lots of different kinds of businesses. So thanks for coming.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I mean, you said it well. Wow.
Well, let's talk a little bit. Like, give our listeners out there a little bit of an introduction. Of course, there's a lot of pizza out there. But let's talk about your story a little bit and how you got into pizza and some of what you bring to the table from your background.
Well, I didn't have the intent of doing pizza when I came here at all. Background, I was a butcher. And because of being a butcher, I was able to learn how to cook. And the pizza spot that I found seemed to be the right rent for a tough business to try to make it in. And that was it. And then I looked around and I saw what was missing in the area. And I figured it would be pizza. It's actually my first pizza shop, and I got to be honest. But I worked in a lot. But it also gives me the ability to add all this other stuff that I know. So it's not just a pizza shop. I mean, we have everything from pot pies. We have different stromboli. You know, who says pot pie? Why would you do a pot pie? Well, it's pie. And on Long Island, people know pizza pie, pot pie. Makes sense?
No doubt.
Yeah.
I can't wait to try some. And he hasn't brought the pizza in yet. I get to have the pizza after we get done, but I can't wait. I've heard about it.
And I know the garlic knots are coming.
I know Bo made the trip out there. And let's tell everybody where you are, where you're located.
2535 Castlehaine Road. And it's on the corner of Kerr, if I said that correct. Mm-hmm. Is it Kerr or Carr?
Carr. That is an ongoing debate here in town about it, but Carr, I believe it is.
All right.
But so you're out there, and like I said, I know Bo recently made the trip out there to go get some of that pizza.
That was a great night. You know, we everybody was on hand, and they didn't order anything. We just kind of fed them, and yeah, I think the response was good, you know. It was an upbeat night. It was a good night for the place and for them, and yeah, and we gave him a little display.
Yeah, and I heard about how delicious it was. We've got Chef Andrew Buffalino in here from the Little Buffalo Pizza Shop. You'll see them on the Save 30 store. Not just pizza, as he was saying, so much other fantastic fare going on out there. He is a chef as well. We're going to hear a little bit more from him after this. Stay right where you are. We're going to let Jack Johnson tell you about some good people here on the Penguin. Jack Johnson singing about the good people here on 98.3 The Penguin. I know one of the good people is right here with me in the studio. We've got Chef Andrew Buffalino from the Little Buffalo Pizza Shop joining us here in the studio, just shining a little bit of our light on one of the local voices here in our community. Fantastic food, and not such a usual story as to how he got where he is. Italian blood running through his and his family's body for sure. But you actually spent some time shortly after high school, I guess it was. You were a butcher and then went traveling around Europe and Italy and France. Tell us a little bit about that experience and how you learned about being a chef.
Well, I came across an opportunity to go to Europe, and I took it. And I had a job while I was there. And then I got to a point where I was tired of going out, and I wanted to continue butchering. And I was interested in cooking. I really was. So I went to restaurants and I offered my butchering skills, and in return, they would eventually teach me how to cook. Well, that was the plan. I did my task, whatever they gave me, and told them I was done. And they said, okay, you want to make staff meal? And I said, okay, I'll make staff meal. Next thing you know, every station that's in the restaurant, and mind you, there's six chefs in that restaurant, not one. And each station, there's about 35, a staff of 35. Each station dumps their product that they have, their scrap leftovers, on your bench. And you have to create a meal, family style, for 35 people and six chefs.
Wow.
So every chef's over your shoulder saying, cut it like this, do it like this, boil it like this, simmer it like this, because they're going to eat it. And this is their meal.
Right.
So that was that's how it all happened. And then I eventually started to work with them on the line and in positions that were great. And it was a network. It was a good community that I was in.
Sounds like a tremendous experience, and what good hands to be in to be learning over there in Europe, the way to do it. And now, of course, we're lucky enough to have you here in the neighborhood, so to speak, serving up some of your food. We've got Chef Andrew Buffalino in here from the Little Buffalo Pizza Shop in out on Castlehaine Road. And on our Save 30 store. And you've taken those chef skills. You've obviously opened up this restaurant, but you are also doing a lot more. You really are. You offer services as a personal and private chef, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was in that industry for a while, and I got to work in some great homes for some great people. But I also like to offer that to people who aren't in that realm, you know, where they need a private chef. I'd like to be the private chef when someone needs it for that day.
Right.
I'm not opposed to that one bit. And a lot of people, you know, people buy a house or they build a house, and when they have their first meal, they want to have it. They want to sit down and enjoy it with their guests, you know, and I'll do that. Yeah, for sure.
So you can be found, of course, a few different ways. A brand new shiny website, chefandrewbuffalino.com.
Yes.
And, of course, you guys are on Facebook as well, Little Buffalo Pizza Shop. A little bit of the name, the Buffalo, let's talk about that for a minute. Let's talk about some of the cheeses that you're using there your pizza
Little
shop.
Little Buffalo Pizza Shop. We use a cheese, which is a blend of a cheese called Bacio, which means kiss in Italian. And in that cheese, there is a kiss of imported buffalo milk. Now, that's not the only thing that's going to, if you just have that, okay, that's the great cheese, all right? But we make our own dough, and we called it Little Buffalo, really, because my last name is Buffalino, and it means Little Buffalo, but we were kind of tossed about the name. And then we got, and then we, my mother's probably going crazy. And then we got the blend to match the cheese with the name, and we didn't intend it to be Little Buffalo with buffalo milk in our cheese, and we ended up with buffalo milk in our cheese, which, after all, I guess that's, you know.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Yeah, we didn't plan it that way, but it just came together. We got buffalo milk in our mozzarella.
Well, I certainly cannot wait to try some of your pizza and all of your other offerings. And thank you so much for taking time to stop in and chat with us. As I said at the beginning, if you're just tuning in, this is Chef Andrew Buffalino with the Little Buffalo Pizza Shop. He's the third of three brothers that we've had in here. His other brother is Louis Buffalino with Lifeline Chiropractic, also on our Save 30 store at PortCityDaily.com. Plus, his other brother is with Dig and Dive, and Kelly, his wife, Chris's wife, with Pink Trash. You guys are very involved in our community, and we are grateful for it. We are very thankful to be able to shine a light on another local voice here in our community. Thanks for all that you're doing. All right, we will just keep the music rolling right along, as always. But we've got to hand it over to our wonderful sponsors first. It's coming right up here on The Penguin.